This is a HeadGum Original.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
I just want to rip.
Want to rip.
Wow, we played so much less of the intro song than we normally play. That really took me off guard.
Riley, what rhymes with Jack Buster Vimeo?
I think we should start over because that was so...
All right, I'm going to keep this in, but let's do the intro again.
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Oh, my God.
Sorry, I just want to... Sorry, one more time.
I just want to review. Yeah.
So,
this is all in.
This is all in.
It's been a year, right? It's been a year since I was last on, and you still have the same fucking song as your theme song.
Well, I don't know if you got this email, Finn, but I did email press@theaubreysarefun.com, and I said, hey, can we get like an original song in a way, a ditty, if you can? And I got an out of office notice, but clearly you're in office, right?
I don't run.
I remember when we first had you. Oh, yeah, by the way, fucking from lackluster video, among other things that you probably never heard of. It's Finn and Billy. Billy and Finn. Fuck it. They're not important. What's important is the fact that last time Finn was on, we're like, guess our theme song. And he's like, couldn't possibly. And we're like, it's this. And he thought it was a joke. And we've kept it ever since.
No, I thought Finn guessed it.
No, I guessed
it.
I said I was talking about it. I was like, have you guys heard Fuh You? It's really funny. and then Riley and Jeff got really quiet and went upstairs to the studio, and I was like, okay, what's up with Jeff and Riley? And I come upstairs and they start the song when we start recording. I was like, oh, that's funny. They like loaded it up right when I said it, and they're like, no, this was planned. This is our theme song for before.
Yeah, that's great. Well, so you recorded before, sorry to cut you off,
You're
but
not.
You before, recorded before you guys ever posted one, right? Like you were...
Yeah, Finn was like, what is this show?
Yeah.
And I'm like, there's
like
no
the
reason you should
episode.
Know.
We don't know.
Yeah.
That's crazy. And what episode are you guys on now?
53. No,
wow.
50. This will be 54 by the time it's released.
Welcome to the show, you guys. We're very excited. I mean, like, sorry about my intro earlier. I didn't mean it. We're really excited to have you on. You guys do matter, and like, we're really, really happy
so
to have
fast,
you.
So fast, right? That
Let's
was
just
insanely
forget.
Fast.
Let's forget what the coffee. Don't talk to me until I've had my coffee.
Have you had it?
It kicked
have you
in.
Had the coffee?
Yeah.
Where
no,
are
it
you?
Just kicked
Did you
in.
Move into like a garage? What is going on?
No. So, I.
This is like the fourth week in a row that you've had to explain.
Right. So I used to record in my room because there was not another space where I could really do that. But now we're transforming this room into an office. And my boyfriend Daniel is moving in. So right now everything is just kind of everywhere. But I now have a desk with I have a podcasting space now, though I don't just have to like balance a mic on a pillow with one hand the whole time. So that's where I am. I'm in I'm in our office. That's kind
okay,
of.
Okay, I'm glad. I'm really glad you explained it because I would have been furious the rest of
looks like a crawl space. Yeah. Is that insulation?
I'm in like
Harry Potter style.
I'm kind of in like, I'm under the stairs kind of.
And then Billy, this is nice. Pad.
LaCroix from last night.
Oh, yeah.
This? Yeah, Billy, last wherever time you I saw are it, is really good.
Last time I saw Billy's thing, we were recording Lackluster episode 8, I think. Go check it out. There was just bare walls, no sheets. You had just moved, and now you've put some art on the walls.
Do you see these sheets? Look at these sheets.
Simpsons.
Oh, nice. For those of you who can't see, Bart Simpson.
Yeah, and then turn the black light on.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
For those of you that can't see, nothing. There's nothing.
And Jeff, you're still in a closet.
No, this is my childhood bedroom.
So sad.
So sad. I call it a bed.
I immediately believe him.
There's like a lofted bed in a way. A mattress falls on me. Oh, of course.
And Jeff actually is living under the same Harry Potter style.
Finn and Billy, I've already told you guys this over text, but George and I have a guest bedroom, so you guys are going to have to like kind of duke it out.
We have a guest room here, too. We're getting a love seat in here that'll pull out to a guest bed, so you can duke it out here, too.
I have a workout trampoline.
So?
You have a what is it? Okay. What do you have, Riley?
We got this still. We got a little tiny hand.
I have a six-pack of Miller Lights that'll be gone by the time you move.
That'll be gone.
Well, it seems like you feel like you lost, right, Riley?
No, I have a cork board, as you can tell. We can kind of like brainstorm and film ideas.
That's huge.
In a way.
If we could just get a sound bit. Sorry to interrupt the show, but Finn, if we could just get a sound bit that I could sell to TMZ for like $10,000. Are you seeing anybody? What's your net worth? Current address, future address.
What's up with your net worth, dude? Obsession with net worths. You have an obsession with net worths.
In this industry, people are always like being like, you got a net worth. You know, you got to like talk to people, get the information.
Not what you're saying,
what's
man.
Awful. Nope.
I've never heard anyone say
network.
That.
Network.
No, network is like, there's broadcast and then there's streaming, obviously. I know that. I'm talking about networking.
That's why you can't network, is because you just go to people and ask how much money they have.
Yeah, I went up to Benicio del Toro. Am I butchering his name?
No, that's how you
And I'm like,
it. You got it at net.
Yeah. You got it. You got it the
I'm
whole
like,
time.
Let me see your, let, yeah, let me see your, you know, your W-2s, your 1099s. Let me see your hog.
You solicited Benicio del Toro?
I asked him. He said no, so I didn't press. I showed him my little pee-pee because he did ask.
He asked?
He didn't ask, and he wasn't there, but like later that night, I had to like change into my jammies.
We're talking
What's
about
the show
mall
about?
Santas today.
Speaking of...
What the fuck's this show about?
Mall Santas.
So, as always, we always ask a guest what they'd like to review, and Finn and Billy, y'all chose Mall Santas.
Well, Billy chose Mall Santas, and then Finn Billy didn't respond to us for like 8 days.
I kind of didn't know until 2 days ago.
What are y'all's experiences, memories, or not with Mall Santas?
I used to go to the mall and I used to go and sit on the lap of a mall Santa. Not even mall Santa, like sometimes my brother's elementary school and my elementary school back when I was like a toddler, there would be like these Christmas kind of potluck things, and sometimes they'd have like a Santa there where like
Do you remember
like,
asking for anything specifically?
I don't know. I think I asked for some things. I'm sure that's what you do. I don't remember specific ones, but I definitely remember a few of them where I was.
You're sure you asked for some things? I think that's what you do. That is what you do.
Also, why the thumb
he
ring?
He just likes to have a conversation. He just sits down. He's like, oh, I guess I'm supposed to ask for something. Like, how are you doing? Like, what's going on with you?
I guess that's what you're supposed to do. What if like part of my face fell off and it's like a robot? Like you see like wires and
There's
stuff.
There's 10
like,
little guys in your left eye. I can see them operating
I
the whole thing.
I guess that's what you're supposed to
no,
do.
No, well, I don't know. Yeah, I don't remember specifics, but I do remember
I asked
a few
for
where
some
I
things.
I do remember a few where I was actually pretty upset.
Sure, right. Well, you're fragile because like you get upset at the smallest things. The other day I said, hey, how's your day going? You said, how's my day going? Why do you have to always know about my day? Why can't I ask about your day? I'm like, well, you didn't. And then you sent me a bunch of crying emojis like over and over once on the hour, every hour for the best.
Yeah. And then I FaceTimed you and I was actually crying.
Yeah.
I don't remember having any Mall Santa experiences. I did go to a gingerbread house building place at a grocery store almost every year. with my grandpa, and they may have had a Santa Claus every once in a while, but I remember we would make gingerbread houses, which is different. It's not really what you asked, but I would usually sit on the guy's lap who was kind of running the gingerbread house place and just like ask him for stuff.
Okay. Too. Again, not what you should be doing.
Not a Santa, just the manager of a gingerbread house.
You think Santa just has a mustache?
Well, among the beard too.
What color was it? What color was
I've never seen Santa without a mustache.
What color was the mustache?
He had recently, I guess he had recently dyed it. It was jet
black.
That's
not, that
he didn't dye it. He was young. He was a man.
And he was 30.
That wasn't him. That wasn't
either
him.
Either way, I could have asked him for, like, yeah, he was doing well. He's running the gingerbread making place at the grocery store.
Which grocery store?
Like,
Kroger's? Or?
I don't know if we
Safeway?
Had that in Canada. It was called Loblaws.
Excuse me?
Baby.
Loblaws.
Lob. This, by the way, no one actually knows, but just for this episode. This...
I fought the lob and the Loblaws.
No.
That's kind of, yeah.
Fuck
I asked
you.
The guy there. That's why I sat on his lap and I asked him for a cover of that.
And the Loblaws.
This episode of Review is brought to you, in fact, by Loblaws, though. It's,
please sponsor us. I need those Canadian eggs. Everybody freaks out about Canadian bacon, but I want those Canadian chicken.
Canadian bacon is the worst.
It's terrible. It's awful.
It's the worst.
Oh, have you ever had pea meal bacon? Disgusting.
What is that?
What?
Disgusting.
What is that?
It's the worst. It's just worse bacon. It's ham.
It's not even ham.
Ham is bad.
It's disgusting ham. It's like slimy, disgusting. I've never had good pea meal bacon in my fucking life. It's also called pea
meal. I've never heard
like
of that in my life.
I think that's Canadian bacon. I think it's the same thing.
It's just Canadian
it's like
bacon.
Flat, it's gross. Like flat, disgusting, worthless.
It sounds like,
bacon.
And I'll cut this out if it's too blue, but it sounds like you fry the urine of a female. Pea male bacon.
That's,
wouldn't it be a male? I guess
that,
it rhymes with female.
Oh, that's, yeah, I was thinking it was
I
a portmanteau.
I doubt that was too, I don't think that was
I remember
even too
going
blue.
To the mall when I was a youth to sit upon
Century
Santa's
City,
lap.
Or what mall was it?
This is when I was lived in, because I was born in Utah, and I lived there till I was like
Dallin
six,
Weeks
five or six.
Style.
And I remember, there's always a long line for a mall Santa. The line is never short.
Yeah.
And it's one of those things where I just remember, it's like, when I remember the childhood experience of being like, hell yes, gonna go meet Santa. This is gonna be a blast. But I imagine as a parent, like, I don't know. I think there's probably gonna be a mix of like watching your kid be so excited, but also like, wow, we're really gonna wait 45 minutes for my kid to meet a stranger.
That was like a
just kind of hang out.
That was a like a pattern that I was noticing
have
last night.
Have something to say
some,
before
yeah,
you interject.
Say when you interrupt, right?
Don't interrupt and then
don't
figure
talk
it out.
To talk.
When I was searching up reviews last night and I searched up, you know, some different mall Santa reviews, what I noticed was that they're all, every single one, they're complaining about the time that they waited in line for.
Yeah.
Well, that's why, I mean, I had an idea for the Beechwood Mall in Beechwood, Ohio, where they would just have multiple Santas. Like that would, because then you can spread the queue across like four
that's
different,
awful.
You know.
That's an awful idea. That's an awful
when
idea.
When you're young, though, is it not, do they think that that's the real Santa Claus? Or do they just think like, oh, this is a fun Christmas? I guess you're young enough,
you
right?
think it's him.
Yeah,
yeah.
Think
I thought
that
you think
was
it's
Santa.
Older. Okay, because I feel like you could kind of, if they're young enough to think that,
yeah.
you could just be like, oh no, he's everywhere.
He's teleporting.
Right.
And he could do that. I mean, he goes across the whole world in one night. He could
the logic tracks, yeah.
go across a mall in 15 minutes.
It's also like, your kids are young enough that you can kind of like tell them anything and they'll believe it. So I'll like start feeding them like misinformation, you know, fake news, just trying to get them to like see the world through bad lenses.
You have kids?
What's that?
You have kids? You're saying this like you have kids.
I have an estranged daughter, yeah. You want
to
know her name?
I remember going to Christmas parties when I was younger, like at that same age, and people would like hire a Santa to come around, like to come to the party. And I just remember it blowing my mind of like, wow, it's December 15th and we like booked Santa. And it is like,
yeah, I can't believe we got
time.
Him.
Busy right now.
We have like Santa's here. Santa is in Salt Lake City right now. He could be anywhere else. And he's
I
in Salt
no
Lake.
Idea. I had no idea you lived in Utah.
Mm-hmm.
Were you a Mormon?
No. But we
No,
but,
not
God,
so
but,
much.
But,
no.
But.
Jeff, any Mall Santa experience.
Jeff, what was your daughter's name really quick? I'm sorry. I shut you down on the whole. Oh, yeah. I do care. I care.
Oh,
well,
name. I appreciate that. Her name was Gridlock.
Was? And sorry, what her, the fuck did you just say?
I named her Gridlock. And have you guys seen Queen's Gambit?
No.
So there
are... No, and fuck
don't
you.
Spoil it. Please don't spoil it.
You had an estranged daughter who you named after Queen's Gambit, which came out, what, a month ago?
No, I did not name her after Queen's Gambit, ass.
Well,
I
don't get... No, don't
I
get angry.
I sent her
don't
to an orphan. I'm not angry. I'm sorry.
Don't spoil Queen's Gambit. I swear
Riley,
to God,
I'm not
going to
spoil it. I'm
yet.
Not going to spoil it. Finn, I'm sorry that you have to see me like this. I'm usually pretty chill, but just like Billy brings something out of me. I can't explain it. I sent Gridlock to an orphanage. That's all I was going to say. That's not
oh
a spoiler.
My God, Riley
is whining.
The first
Riley
scene takes place in an orphanage.
Riley's whining at a pitch that I haven't heard
Should we
before.
Take a break?
We shall. I never went to the Mall Santa. That was just my experience. So.
Oh, you didn't?
I think I might have when I was really young, but not something that I would remember. Like, there's a photo of me as a child on a Santa's lap, but that's it. I don't have a memory. Should we call Marty again?
Is this a part of the show now? Because I haven't listened recently. Is this a part of the show where you call Marty?
Sorry, Finn, let's take that again. Can you just say, I'm Finn Wolfhard, and I listen to Review every week? And then we'll just
week,
kind of
yeah.
send that out. Yeah. All right, okay. Here we go. 3, 2, 1, action.
I'm Finn Wolfhard, and I listen to Review every week.
Perfect.
Okay,
all right, here we go.
So,
sorry, do it one more time and just like because it sounds like you're
fuck,
being forced to say it.
Fuck
you. Know
you.
What I mean?
Jeff, do you want me to say it or something? Or
yeah, Billy,
I listen
you
to
say
review
it, I'm Billy
every
Brick,
day.
And you're listening to Review.
Okay. Are you gonna hang up the? Or should I do it at the same time or wait? Or
do it the same time?
Just,
okay.
just do it
in some fucked up way. I'm gonna cut.
I'm Billy Brick, and I'm listening to Review. You're listening to Review. I'm Billy Brick. Fuck one more. I'm Billy Brick, and you're listening to Review.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, Marty, you're live on Review with Finn Wolfhard and Billy Brick. Wondering if we could take the break?
We can take a break right now? Like, you want me to take a break from this call I'm on, or are you asking if you can take a break?
I'm wondering if we can take the ad break, you know, to make sure that we get those impressions.
Yeah, man, we pay you to take the ad breaks.
All right, I just kind of, you know how sometimes you need to hear that to, like, calm your anxieties?
I've never had anyone call me and ask that before.
Also, do you want to just talk about eggnog for 20 seconds? People are excited that you like eggnog.
Oh, man. It's my favorite season of the year.
Got it. All right. Thanks, Marty.
Later.
Eggnog what? Is Marty's favorite season.
What? I know. I was like, what?
Riley, I have an Amazon subscription set up to send sunscreen to my house every single month. But it's winter, the sun doesn't come out here, so I don't need it, but I keep buying it because I keep forgetting to cancel it, and that's exactly the sort of thing that Rocket Money can help you out with. Did you know that nearly 75% of people have subscriptions that they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I probably had, what, 3 subscriptions? Okay, I think I might have close to genuinely 2 dozen subscriptions.
Oh my God,
things.
Alfred.
And some of them are only like $1 a month, but it adds up, okay? I've been trying to save money and look, Rocket Money is a lifesaver. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions. It monitors your spending and it helps you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings, okay? There's never been a better time to save. With Rocket Money, you have full control over your subscriptions and a clear view of your expenses. Rocket Money will even negotiate to lower your bills for you by up to 20%. All you have to do is submit a picture of your bill, and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. They'll deal with customer service for you. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. So stop wasting money on things that you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/review. That's rocketmoney.com/review. rocketmoney.com/review.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Alfred, what's your social battery looking like right now? Because I know for me, I have been stressed out the wazoo and I am drained, mama.
Well, Riley, darling, it is 8:39 on a Monday night. My social battery is at 1%.
I have been So, Drin, I'm a little ambivert. So, I love being with people, but I love being alone. And so, when I'm with people, I'm on, and then I hit a wall, and then I'm like, it's time for me to leave. And so, I feel like that wall has been getting closer and closer lately. It means I'm a mix of an intro and an extrovert. Like, I don't consider myself fully one or the other.
I've been using that wrong.
What have you been using it for?
Oh, I thought it meant that you could only socialize if you're on Ambien.
Got it. Well, it can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. It's beautiful in spring now. So what's the right amount of socializing for you? How do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need more alone time. Like me, I do a little bit of both. Alf, where do you fall?
I need time away from you, that's for sure.
Okay, therapy can give you self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. If you've never listened to the show before, you don't know this, but if you've literally ever thought about the show, you know that Alf and I are both in therapy, and we have been for years. I love therapy so much. I cannot stress it enough. It's the best thing I ever did for myself, for my mental health, for my overall health, my emotional life, physical life, literally everything. My life has fully changed from therapy, and I feel like everyone should be in therapy. And if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It is entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. So find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/review today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/review. Thanks, BetterHelp.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Who wants to start us off?
So we have one that we can do together, right, Finn? Or did you find your own one?
No, we can. I mean, you sent me a few. We can do. We can do one together, or we can do a separate one. Have you guys had two guests on that have done?
Holy shit!
Usually, what they
Billy.
Do.
Billy. I just realized this is the craziest fucking thing. We're twinning.
No, you're not.
Oh, my God.
All right, I think...
Oh, my God.
I don't know if you've ever had someone do it together. I think that could be fun.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is a
first. So do you want, Billy, do you want to take the first half and I'll take the second half? Or is that... You can just read the whole thing.
Which one do you want to do? Here, let me just thumbs up the one that you want.
Yeah.
Which one did you want to do, Finn? The 5-star or the 1-star or the 2-star?
Oh, there's so many good ones.
We could also do two. It doesn't. I don't know. I just didn't know how long it would take to do.
Well, I mean, the longer that we kind of try and figure it out, the less reviews we'll be able to get to, right? So,
gotcha. Yeah.
No. We have time for both.
The 1-star.
Let's do
really...
two then, Finn. Let's do two. Finn, okay. Also, the 1-star is typical you. That's classic you. So
there are 2 1-stars. Though, is the thing.
The one that I was talking. The shocking one.
Okay. Okay. Oh yes. 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 Okay. All right, you ready?
The other one, I don't think we want to get into the territory.
So give us the first name, last initial, and how many stars, and where it is.
Is it real names?
Yeah.
Or makeup.
Yeah,
name?
First name, last initial, okay. And then okay. We'll come up with a last
Vero,
name.
Vero G.
Vero G. Billy, what's Vero G's last name?
V-E-R-O-G.
Gridlock.
Great name.
Gridlock.
Vero Gridlock. It's great. Okay, well, one person found it to be useful, so that's good. All right, I'll start it. We had our appointment today to take our Santa pictures. When Santa asked how old our son was, we told him 15 months. He wanted him to stand in front of him when I told him that he can't walk and he can just come and sit on your lap. When the pictures were done, instead of him wanting to give our son to us, he stood him up and let him go. And my son fell on his face. I looked at Santa and told him once again, he cannot walk, and rushed and picked him up off the floor. My son was nonstop crying. Why would you do that when we clearly told him he can't walk? We walked in with our child in our arms, so disappointed at our experience at Santa at the Americana in Glendale, I guess. Now my son has a big bump on his forehead.
Oh my
God.
Oh my God.
Jim, come into my office for a second.
Yep.
Yeah. So you know what this is about.
The...
Yeah.
No, I don't know.
All right. So we're going to have to do this the hard way. Also, don't mind this. This is my trainee. He's going to be taking over while I go on a sabbatical next spring. This is Tyler. Tyler, say hi.
Hey, Jim.
A pleasure.
Nice. Jim, you've been tossing children.
In what way?
Trying to stand them up and like teach them how to walk and then just kind of leaving them to their own devices while their parents are begging you for mercy. And obviously they can't get up to this, you know, the platform. What's that?
I knew something was going to come up about this. You got to learn that these kids need to know. And I'm telling you. If this kid is 18 months or less, yeah, probably, or maybe a little more, they need to be learning how to walk, and if they don't, then
they are learning
I'm
how to walk.
Teach them the hard way.
It's not trial by fire. We hire you to take photos with babies and kids, act like Santa Claus, right? And that's it. That's where the buck stops. You don't have to potty train them.
Yeah, sorry. I don't mean to cut in and tell you how to do your job here, but you are going on sabbatical, so I was just wondering, you need to be more clear with what you're trying to communicate here.
Me?
What is that, Jim? Oh, you mean you're trying to give me?
No, not you, Jim.
You're talking to Garrett.
To you.
Yeah,
I just don't want to tell you how to do your job, but I'm saying it's important to like communicate.
I'm training
and be
you
exactly clear with what
I'm
you're
training
saying.
You to know how to do my job, which you'll have for 4 months.
Yeah, and I'm just saying, if I were to be doing your job, in fact, I will be doing your job. I would just be handling this a little bit.
This
differently.
Is beyond fucked and inappropriate to be doing this in front of an employee.
Well, I just wouldn't antagonize Jim for what he's doing here, and he's trying to take. There's so much, you said act like Santa, but Santa embodies so much more than just materialism and pictures and smiles.
Yes.
It's about a Christmas
yes.
spirit.
Yes.
And if that means pushing your child in the right direction,
pushing the child
the
down
floor in some cases, in some cases, but it'll only take one child to take their first few steps.
Knock, knock,
Jim,
knock.
Sorry.
Excuse me. Knock, knock.
Yeah, hi.
Hello. I'm sorry. Hello, Santa. I'm Janet. You just took a photo with my 8-month-old son, Jeremy, and then proceeded to throw him down the stairs. And I just, I'm so sorry if I'm interrupting anything, but
you're
I
so
just
calm.
Wanted to say,
you're so calm.
I know I was screaming before. I know I'm the one who filed the complaint, but I want to take that back.
What?
I actually want to file a thank. I don't know if that's possible.
That's not.
I just perfect. Are you the supervisor?
No, I'm the supervisor for sure. I'm in the desk.
No, but
I'm the Tyler.
The Tyler, you seem actually a lot more in charge. So is it okay if I file this through you?
He weirdly came in and had a great thing going.
If you need to file it through, I would give it to Garrett, and Garrett, I'll get to it later if you want to just do that.
Okay, great. I just wanted to say thank you so much because my son, 8 months old, you know, I was you know, reasonably upset when you threw him Santa, but now he's running. He's running through the halls. All he needed was just that push or that throw, rather.
Are you
and now
kidding
he is,
me?
He is absolutely
that push,
sprinting
that,
through Gymboree.
That hit, that throw. I mean, sometimes that I like to do this. And if the night ends in Gymboree, then I guess I'm a little Himboree.
That's nothing.
You're,
you said nothing.
That's a gym for
Tyler,
me.
Tyler, can I reprimand him for that? Can I reprimand him for that awful sentence? That feels...
I wouldn't
what
if
would you
I were
do?
You.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much. Yeah. I can't thank you enough. My child is absolutely...
You should go
Olympic
find your child because you're at like the offices on the second floor and Gymboree is so far from here.
All right. I'm going to go do that. I'm going to go... Sorry, Tyler. Is it possible to file a complaint against Garrett, I think your name tag says? That was a little, it was a little
inappropriate.
Off color.
It was inappropriate.
But,
yeah. It was inappropriate.
Jim
thank you so much. Merry Christmas.
Your child
Merry Christmas,
down an escalator.
Merry adieu,
Christmas.
Adieu, and to all a good night.
Why does everybody do weird accents here?
Just a quick thing. What I've been doing recently is like a kind of a new tactic. Every time a kid sits down, I have a
don't
giant
call it
kind
a tactic.
Of old. I do this thing where they sit down, and I have this big kind of old film camera, and I get them to sit still for 6 hours. So I take their portrait. Until
right.
this kind of giant flash goes off and blinds them.
The patience of Christmas.
Exactly.
The second most important virtue after risk-taking. I commit. That's
sorry.
Amazing.
The virtues of Christmas? First of all, I've never heard of that. Second of all, your list as it stands so far is number one.
The first virtue Christmas is rotting in the walk. Don't forget to walk. Don't forget to walk. Bringing us to the second virtue.
That doesn't even align with what you said. You said the first one was risk-taking. The second one was patience. What?
1 second. That didn't ring any jingle.
Excuse me.
Oh, my fucking God. What?
Hi. I could tell this is the management office of the mall. I'm Brandon, but nice to meet you guys. Santa, hello. Good to see you again. You know, I don't know if you remember, but you took a six-hour-long portrait of my daughter, Skylar. It was a really, it was a really long time to wait, actually. It was a really long time to wait, and she's only 3 months old.
Listen to him.
And so it's kind of hard for her to sit still for that long amount of time. I know I filed a complaint earlier, but actually, I don't know who to go through, but I would like, I saw a woman, she said I could start filing thanks and Christmas virtues.
If you just put one on the blue.
Awesome. I'd like to file a big thank because, you know, you said be patient, and even though she was kind of squealing and
squirming.
I know,
the patience of Christmas. I know.
Now she's actually very patient. I told her, hey, just wait a little longer, all right? And she has just been sitting silently.
Yeah.
For 2 days.
With a glazed stare, kind of.
With a glazed stare. That's exactly
right.
That
seems
like
something's wrong. Like maybe she's stunned or having some kind of epileptic episode because of the flash.
It's a Christmas miracle. It's a Christmas miracle.
Her eyes totally glazed
over. It's a Christmas tragedy.
And my wife and I have finally gotten our first, you know, full night's sleep.
That's the least of your worries. Take your child to the hospital.
Oh my God. Tyler, high five.
He did nothing.
Tyler, you're also the man, by the way. I can tell you look like a guy who's great at his job.
Thank you. It's actually my first day.
No way.
Yeah, Tyler, it's not. Yeah,
he's wearing a Reebok graphic t-shirt. It's so inappropriate to be.
Only the strong survive.
All right. Well, happy holidays, you guys. I wish you all the best Christmas virtues and get home safe, Santa.
What kind of fucked up daycare are you running, Jim? And Tyler, I'm not the one who hired you. Where did they hire you from? Where were you working before
this? Been dunking children in ice water recently.
What?
Kind of as a...
What lesson does that teach? No way that teaches anything.
It's Wim Hof's third lesson of Christmas.
Exactly.
What is the lesson? Dunk someone in ice?
Control your body. If you can breathe in a certain way that you can regulate your own temperature of your body to withstand cold that most people wouldn't be able to withstand, you can kind of do anything, and you are so much more in touch with your body and therefore your mind and your emotions.
Is this religious?
How old did you say this kid was?
Two turtle doves and a Wim Hof in an ice bath.
I'm gonna take the sabbatical early. I'm for sure gonna take the sabbatical early.
I wasn't gonna say anything, but I think we were all kind of leaning that way. Yeah.
Cut to Garrett on a cruise somewhere on the deck holding like a fruity drink. The voices start to ring through his head.
Ice bath.
Wim Hof. A man walks up, standing next to Garrett. Nothing like the big blue, huh?
I grab you by the collar. What are the rest of the virtues of Christmas? I need to know.
I know how to breathe in ice, and that's it.
Hey, Garrett, don't mean to tell you I had a vacation, but I would really swap that fruity drink out for something
a little bit
more sweet.
You're the deck cruise manager, and you've been up my ass the whole vacation. Just let me relax.
All right, okay. I'm just saying, if you have too much sweetness, you're going to burn yourself out before Christmas.
Don't rhyme. That was
the fourth virtue of Christmas.
Yes.
It's a kid, a random kid, with a huge bump on his head. I'm not going to bother. Dives overboard.
And a Wim Hof in an ice bath.
That was great, guys.
Wusthofs? What's
God
the guy? Is that an acting technique?
Wim Hof? No,
dude,
it's a breathing
technique.
Dude,
I'm so glad you know Wim Hof. I was about to come
Wim
in
Hof?
And make a Wim
no,
Hof
No, I know Wim Hof.
Joke,
really?
I know Wim Hof.
Yeah. You don't know Wim Hof.
Jeff, you know Wim Hof? You asked me about Wim Hof.
No, I know Wim Hof.
I know, but what is Wim Hof?
You're asking.
Don't look behind you. There's no one there.
Yeah, of course. Wim Hof is like a breathing technique. So it's basically like when you're in an ice bath, you know, you got to control your body, basically.
Wim Hof's a man, though, right? He's like a man who kind of came up with it.
Wim Hof
is it what the breathing technique is called?
Oh, well, the breathing technique is called Wim Hof's breathing. And then Wim Hof is sort of this gal, and he's trying to figure out.
You think it's a girl? Think Wim Hof's a girl?
Well, their whole thing was like trying to figure something out.
Billy, do you want to read yours?
And like
my older brother,
or Riley,
like studies Wim Hof breathing technique, and so he will just sit in an ice bath for 8+ minutes, just kind of hanging out.
My dad, my mom, and my brother. All,
really?
And yeah, and like my cousins, they're all, I'm the only non-hoffer, as they call me.
I'm a hoffhead.
Oh no, they're, I'm a such bitter, a hoffhead.
I'm a loser. I'm a hoffer. I'm a sinner.
I'm an ice bath breather.
Do we have another review?
This one, oh man, I have two to pick one. Okay, I'm gonna let you guys, which, a 2-star or a 5-star?
5.
Okay.
2.
I said it
this
first.
This is from Lisa B.
Finn is unrolling film.
Finn's,
it's so inappropriate for this time. Definitely exposing it to sunlight. Those are the absolute negatives. You can't.
Kevin!
So, yeah.
Right.
Home Alone. Yeah, we got it.
That actually got me.
Billy's laughing in some combination of shame and joy.
That was funny, man. All
right. Keep going.
Okay, this is from Lisa B, and it's a 5-star
Finn,
review.
Last name, Lisa B.
Brunch,
Lisa,
I said.
Brunch. Lisa Brunch, 5-star, says, even though I'm a quote-unquote big girl, I continue to take pictures with Santa each year, winky face. Santa's workshop is amazing. The elves are dressed to the nines. Everyone was very well-mannered in catering. And there were no sales pictures for the expensive packages. They simply took some fun pictures and let me choose from there. The holiday tree and decor are gorgeous. Aside from seasonal stuff, the shops are very well kept. The restaurants are great. I'm guessing most visitors know this since every time I get there, it is packed. And then there is a photo of them, which I will just... They're in their mid-30s and they're wearing like a tan crop top leather jacket. So take that as you will.
Bradley, I'm so glad that you decided to come home with me for Christmas. Like, it truly means more to me than you know that I could share this special holiday with you.
Right. Yeah, I've started to feel pretty bad over the last few years because, you know, you've been coming to these children's kind of events for Christmas.
But now we can have, you know, my family's version of Christmas, and we don't have any of those younger kids around, so,
of course,
you know, it might feel a little bit more our speed.
Hey, big sis, OMG, happy Christmas, season's greetings,
oh
this must
God.
Be the Big Bad Brand. Is this the Big Bad Brandon that I've heard so much about?
Yeah,
bring it in,
it
here. Bring it in
is.
Here. Get Brandon. Put that thing away and bring it in here.
This is my brother, Lyle.
Not Kyle, Lyle.
Yeah,
do not make that mistake.
Mile.
No,
oh,
please don't make that mistake. Please actually don't make that
cut
mistake.
Cut to him at Starbucks. Mocha for Kyle?
You're fucking kidding me.
Cut back.
That's it?
Mile, I'm so glad you're here.
I have patience.
He's the most patient person I know, except when it comes to his name. That's like so Lyle. That's like so totally Lyle. You know, that's so Raven.
Guilty.
Sorry, Raven. That's so Lyle.
Cut to... That's so raisin. It's a grape that I can see.
It's Lyle singing in a high school talent show. Reading off the lyrics.
The audience.
A cappella. Cut back.
You've been kind of telling me these flashback stories, and they're awful.
It's important for you to kind of know our family history.
Is it just you guys?
Sense.
Is it just you guys for Christmas? You're the only family?
Is it just us? Come on, Pop Pop, get in here.
Pop Pop, come on, Pop Pop.
Can I come in?
Yeah, Pop Pop. We literally asked for you.
Is the coast clear?
No. Oh, of course it is, Pop Pop. We made sure of it.
Excuse me.
Pop Pop, come in. You're still in the doorway. Just keep walking in.
Come on, Pop Pop.
Can I come in?
It's just Brandon. Yeah, it's us and Brandon.
Who's Brandon?
Brandon is my boyfriend, Pop Pop.
Oh,
I want everyone to meet him for Christmas.
It's nice to meet you. I was brought here by your daughter from the Christmas event at the mall. You know, she said that she was spending Christmas alone with no one.
I approve.
Really?
Oh my god.
This
you
is the
have
first
my blessing.
Boy that Pop
this
Pop
is
has
fuck.
Ever
this is
approved
fuck.
Of.
Oh my god.
This is
this is a Christmas miracle.
Lyle and
Pop,
I start
Pop.
Jumping up and down
oh,
holding
don't,
hands.
Don't rile Lyle, all right? Don't get him all liled up.
Okay, wait, so who in the past has your
Brandon,
dad...
Brandon, I'm going to need you to speak up, Brando.
Who in the past has declined, not approved...
Cut to last
other...
Christmas. She's with, like, this really sexy Ryan Gosling type.
Tristan, this is Pop Pop.
And what did you
hey,
say
Pop
you
Pop
do
is...
for work?
I actually run a not-for-profit organization. I help untangle sea turtles from the little plastic rings in the ocean. But I also am a venture capitalist. And when I was about 14, I sold this app which helps identify which razor would be best for your type of skin. And I sold it for a cool $1.28 billion.
Spits so on you.
Stop!
Be gone!
Stop! I'm so sorry, but I think you have to leave.
Come back. You spit in his face and said, be gone, and that was it?
He wasn't right.
He seemed the best.
If Pop Pop says you need to leave, then that's that.
Yeah, I'm a drug addict. I'm a bad guy,
so?
I would say. So I don't think I'm the right person for your daughter or your family.
You're not a bad guy. It's just, you're still you. And I see the joy that you bring to everyone, especially around this time, which is why I brought you here, silly.
And you know what it is, Big Bad Brandon? What it really is the joy on your eyes that I see when you look at my dear daughter.
The joy on my eyes? Can you see on top of my
the
eyes?
The pearly whites of your eyes light up when you
they
see her.
They look like two shimmering walnuts as you gaze into my big sis's white smile.
He really Jesus. Loves gazing into my smile. It's like our favorite
Your
thing to do.
Your teeth are brown.
Lyle, why don't you tell him while we all get together for the holidays?
Oh my God, I love this story. Lyle, you tell it the best.
Yeah, so my mother, you should have got to know her. She never was one to tie her laces properly, and we'd always tell her,
did she
oh,
pass
tie
away?
Your laces, tie your, well, I'm getting to that. They say, tie your laces, mother, tie your laces. And she's just so stubborn. You know her.
Oh my God,
Irish
that's
Catholic.
Classic mom.
So
you
what
know
she did is we went to go to the mall, you know, to kind of peruse the aisles and meet some, well, honestly, my big sis had just been dumped and we were looking for someone to kind
no,
of replace
Lyle,
her.
Come on, don't embarrass me.
I didn't mean to get into that. But basically we were on the escalator and, you know, one thing led to another and mom got sucked up in between there and we all kind of were freaking out. But then something amazing happened. My big sis, weeping, fell backwards and landed in the lap of a Santa Claus.
Yeah.
And we thought every year... We're gonna honor her memory by going to the mall and meeting a Santa Claus and we all that's why we took you to this parking lot outside a mall.
So we and it is tradition that we kind of almost like do a reenactment of that very day.
Our traditions are bizarre, but they're
I know
ours.
It's the 15th, but I did get you this gift because I saw them and they just were so you.
Yeah, it's also the 15th.
He pulls out a box, a shoe box. With laces that are 2 feet long.
No.
Try them on, you humble goose, you.
You absolute bastard. Let's see how they
Please
look.
Please try them on, you
Jesus.
Son of a bitch.
Okay, I'll try them on. Oh my God. How did you get them this size? They're like size 20. They're giant. How the fuck did you do
what
this?
Brandon wants, Brandon gets.
I never asked for anything. Brandon never wanted anything.
If in denial, come to Lyle. Also, Kyle, shoes.
Come into the mall. Cut inside.
He's wearing these like thigh-high Santa boots that are clearly meant for someone four times his size.
Why am I stumbling
through the mall? All
right, so now we're going to make our way to the escalator. It's time for the big leap,
as it were. A baby goes flying above them, hits Brandon in the face. He falls down the escalator.
Oh!
He gets sucked into the grate.
Oh, no, it's happening. It's happening.
Fall into
it's
Santa. Fall into
again.
Santa. A zaddy Santa catches her.
Oh, Merry Christmas to me.
Hello.
Hi, Mr. Claus. Sorry for barging in on you like this.
And what do you do for work, sir?
I bring joy and cheer for all the little kids to hear.
There's a full line of kids going back. She cut the line! She can't do that! Get
There's
her off of
things
there.
That I do that make the world a better place.
I disapprove. A little
no!
kid tugs at Lyle's shoulder or like thing. Excuse me, sir. What's your name?
Lyle.
Kyle?
You're fucking kidding me.
Lyle
picks up the kid.
Lyle pushes him down and like dominoes all the kids fall.
I love how that's the measure of like
that's it.
That's his tipping point.
That's it.
And like it, we zoom, or like the screen kind of turns into a page, and then like the book closes, and there's like an elderly guy by a fireside.
Well, yeah. That was the story of Lyle's denial. Check back again next year for more silly Christmas cheer story blackout, maybe. Lyle Kyle.
You're kidding me. From the book.
Oh, you gotta be fucking kidding me. A baby goes flying above his head.
Word for word.
Shows, yeah, shows the book. It's exactly that.
Off the That's book. Exactly what it is.
It's been around for centuries.
In giant print.
This shook me all week long.
I don't know how much you guys know about the show, Billy, Finn. I know you've been on, but it's been a while. You guys basically have the floor. What's been on your mind? What's been shaking you? Anything in pop culture, your personal lives, around the holidays? The floor is yours. Air a grievance, say something you're obsessed with, etc.
This shook me all night long.
Oh.
It must have been something you said.
Oh, no. Don't mash it up.
Anyways, I said. I have been pretty into
voyeurism recently.
Yeah, I've been pretty into voyeurism recently, kind of, you know, going out my window and binoculars and watching people.
Binos,
fuck,
yeah.
As I presume. No, that's an old Jake and Amir quote, if you loved it. I've been doing push-ups recently. Billy has done this thing where he does 100 push-ups a day. I'm not a strong guy. So physically, mentally, everything. So thought mm-hmm. I should kind of start. So I started doing push-ups every night before I go to sleep.
Do you feel like it's a boosting your confidence, self-image, anything?
Does this answer your question? I said maybe you're gonna be the one that saves me. And after all, you're my wonder squirrel.
So Oasis and Up. The two things we never needed to merge.
From what I can gather, that's at least 30 push-ups.
Also, you're a professional recording artist, and that's what you do?
Sorry. Well, I'm sorry. 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 Does this answer your question?
You're gonna be the one that saves Reeves and Keanu.
Oh my God.
Starring Jordan Peele.
I don't think so.
I created a monster because nobody wants to see Finn no more. They want shitty. I'm chopped liver.
You're
Kevin! Billy. What shook you?
You're fired.
This week, I guess. Something that's been on my mind a lot is we did the merch for our podcast Lackluster video,
yes.
And not Woo! A lot of people know this, but our merch team is literally me. So I have been packing and printing shipping labels and doing literally every single one.
You
and,
print.
Well, my roommates are helping a bit. And it's just been a lot. So a lot of people are emailing. Also, I mean, this is fine. I guess I didn't read the thing, but on the website it said that they were going to ship 2 to 3 weeks after the pre-order period ended, which is coming up this week when we're shipping it. And just a lot of people just didn't seem to get that. So there's also a lot of people responding to
it. Yeah, they're like, where
emails
is it? Where is it?
Explaining that it was what it said. But I'm glad with the way they turned out, and I'm happy that it...
Yeah.
They look so good. That that's so exciting, and that's
Thank
a lot
you.
Of work.
Thank you.
You're sending us some stuff. I'm excited about that. We owe you guys some Patreon merch, too, which I'm going to send out soon.
Two.
Has that haven't even sent out?
No, we haven't even ordered the prototypes. I've been trying to figure out how to make it a tax write-off. If anybody's listening and is a patron, it's because I need to meet with the CPA first.
Which is really fun.
Can I guess what Riley shook her all night long, shook her all week long?
Do it. I bet you won't be able to guess. It's unlike any
been
other what
doing
shook me I've done.
Cashew milk recently? That's what I'm going to guess
okay.
Riley said.
Funny enough, this week is not about milk, any kind of milk. I know. It's a little... off the wall for me. This documentary called The Phenomenon on Amazon Prime, and it recently came out, and it's on my
watch
list. It's fucking crazy, you guys. We didn't watch it to be convinced of, like, prove it to me. Like, we are very much, we're like, they're here. Obviously, we cannot be the only ones out there. Like, what's going on? But why? It's I haven't been able to stop thinking about it.
Is that why
it.
People keep just, talking about the Galactic Federation, or is that just a meme?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, that's new. That isn't part of this.
Oh.
This, like... So there was an article that came out the other day about, you know, like...
Yeah, this Israeli guy.
Yes, it's like the Israeli Post.
Israeli good.
Yeah. But, so I've been thinking about aliens.
What?
Israeli good. I haven't been able to stop thinking about it. It's pretty... Like, the doc is pretty amazing. Like, at the core, what's shaking me is like, what am I gonna wear when the aliens like meet me? Like, I want to look like cute, but also like able to like run.
I just searched up a picture of an alien kind of like crashing a Roswell, and there's an alien here that looks just like you, like exactly the same.
Knew it, man.
No, this is actually, we actually need to suddenly wrap up the show very quickly. Jeff, say yours really fast.
Well, yeah, no, because every time I shake your hand, which is weirdly often, there's like a mucus membrane that's like not human.
Yeah.
We don't have to, we can bleep all this out. Jeff, what shook you?
No, I'm not going to bleep it out. I think this actually might be.
We can bleep it out.
Thank you guys so much for coming on the last episode of the show. you know, I've been making mountains out of molehills recently, taking tiny things, kind of blowing them out of proportion in a way. So like, like somebody,
Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
Yeah, so style. You know, somebody will give me like the smallest compliment, like, "Hey, man, I like you better with the long hair," and I'll just fucking run with that, right? I'll like, "Oh, I'll grow it as long as it takes to like make you really respect me," you know? Because I'm Billy, you wouldn't know anything about this, but I'm insecure, so I don't like feel good in my body. You know what I mean? And so like that might have to manifest itself in certain ways throughout my life. What's that?
Right. This seems about right.
Absolutely, it seems
this
fucking
is
right.
This is every
with
week.
The short hair, though. Jeff.
Yeah, I like you better with the short
I can
hair.
Do short hair. I mean, like, next time we see each other, I'll have short hair then. That's
but
just
Jeff,
how it's going to go.
I love the long hair. I think the long hair frames your
and
face really well.
And I appreciate that. I'm going to have to keep it... because of that, I'm going to kind of stick with that.
I think the short just, like, chisels your face.
Chisels
you know
my
know
face.
I mean?
That's the whole issue, is that, like... I kind of have it's Sophie's choice in a way, because either it chisels my face or it frames my face. I can't know.
But then again, the long hair
is
kind of sexy.
Exactly right. You took the words right out of my mouth, Finn.
But the short hair is kind of like
Gyllenhaal.
Like
exactly
Gyllenhaal in a
right.
Flick, you know what I mean?
For sure. And it's like, I don't know who to believe. I don't know who I am.
But the long
Jeff
hair is
I
like
don't know
Gillian
who I am.
Jacobs.
I don't know who to be, and I don't know who I am. I can't just be true to myself because I don't like who I am on the inside. When I go to sleep at night, I have to turn my thoughts off. I started meditating to escape.
Well, being true to yourself is actually the sixth virtue of Christmas.
The
Jeff
virtues
of brings
Christmas.
A revolver and a gun. I don't know who I am.
Plugs. Do you guys have anything to plug before we kind of sign off here? You guys have a lot of irons in the fire.
Jeremy Irons in the fire.
You beat me to it.
Yeah, we have a podcast on HeadGum as well called A Lackluster Video that we just finished the first season for.
Woo!
We did an episode, episode 6. So if you're interested in listening to that, that's a good in for you guys. It's a very funny show. My favorite episode is episode 9, though.
Which is episode 9?
The one... I don't want to give it away because I want people to go listen to it. I plugged it on this show before, but the first minute and a half of episode 9 is so fucking funny to me.
Yeah, so go listen to it. Billy just... publicly got he's thinking about our own podcast. This makes me so happy. I'm doing a movie for A24, acting in a movie, Jesse Eisenberg's directorial debut, with Julianne Moore, which is huge, and Billy is one of the other parts in it. He auditioned and got the other part.
It's a Billy Brick flick.
That's so exciting, you guys.
It's a brick joint. It's a brick joint.
A brick honk.
It's a brick joint, A24, with Julianne Moore.
You guys should do the Lacklusties, so it's your guys' Oscars, and it's a one-off episode.
And it's just for projects
that
you two have been in.
We should do
that. Just what we've done together.
So just you kind of giving awards to each other and yourselves.
Yeah. Also, Billy, you are you still at Trying Gosling?
I'm thinking about changing it. I'm thinking about ending things.
Can I pitch?
With Trying Gosling? Yeah, oh, please
at
do.
Billy D. Brick.
No!
What about Billy Ray Brick?
That's pretty funny.
Billy
those are actually
Ray,
pretty
Ray,
good.
Billy Ray Brick is better.
That's good.
Yeah, I don't know. I just don't know. But I'm going to keep trying Gosling for a little bit, but I just don't know.
There's one guy that I really want to get his app from, and I think I'll just DM him.
Is it just at Finn Wolfhard?
No, it's, and I definitely won't, and people are going to know this. It's, what is it? It's at Hollywood Actor or something like that, Billy?
Oh, yeah, at Hollywood
Actor. That's good.
That's incredible.
It's a great ad. It's a great
at.
It's really funny. And it's just a guy who's an actual actor, which is really funny.
At Hollywood actor.
Yeah,
I love
it. It's genuine.
That's awesome.
Thank you guys so much for coming on.
Yeah, seriously.
Thank you for having
us. Yeah, thanks for having
us. This was so much fun.
Social media, do you want to plug your social media?
Finn Wolf Art Official on Instagram.
And then, yeah, Trying Gosling, we talked about it. And or maybe not anymore. And then Lackluster Video
Pod.
Yeah,
Lackluster Video Pod, right. Also on Instagram. Go. A chuck to follow.
Nice. All right. You can follow
I'm
Riley
dying.
On Instagram. Yeah, no, I can see it in your facial expression. You can follow Riley on Instagram at Riley Anspa and on Twitter at Riley Coyote.
You can follow Jeff. Jeff got a new Instagram handle. He is on Instagram at Jeffrey James.
I got Jeffrey the bitch. James. I got the handle.
And on Twitter at Joe Plano James. It's going to be weird because I have such a rhythm now to be like, you can find Jeff on Instagram and I am Jeffrey James. Like, so that's going to actually, like, it's harder for me. So if you could change it back, that would actually be, it would feel better to say.
Jeff. If you don't mind, I have another pitch for you just on a new ad. If
you for sure. Let's hear it.
Jeffrey James Earl Jones.
F. Jeffrey James L. Brooks.
I'm going to check this live because I have been wanting to change my Twitter handle while I'm at things. Let me check to see.
Jeff Scott Fitzgerald.
Did you guys know that's really good. The Great Gatsby becomes public domain in like a month.
Someone
so
tweeted
we just
like,
make a Gatsby movie.
Are you
someone tweeted,
kidding
we're
going to
see
me?
So many reimaginings of Gatsby.
Should we
Jeff
just
could
do
play
it?
Gatsby. Jeff could play Gatsby for sure.
Gatsby?
Jeff Scott.
What Gatsby?
Fitz.
Jeff Scott Gerald. Fitzgerald, please.
No! It's available, but it's too long. Whatever. I'll figure it out. But these are great names. I'm just going to text our group chat. Thank you guys so much for joining us. Go listen to Lackluster Video. We'll see you guys again next week. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of Review Review. Thank you to our VI podcasts. Aaron Carrico.
Adam Shea.
Agent Michael Skarn.
Alex McCullough.
Alex Watts.
Alex Witt.
Alton Burkholder.
Oliver Wallstrom Lindell.
Anthony Amadeo.
Bagadoo.
Bob Buell.
Brad Hild.
Brendan Metz.
Brian Dodd.
Cameron Bradley.
Chasen Bales.
Christian Basketball.
Chuck.
Connor Finnegan.
Daniel Bonnie.
Daniel L. Hodson.
Eric Crust.
Fancy Octopus.
Garrett Glasbergen.
Jeff's Wagon.
Hallie.
Hot Dog.
Holly.
Isaac. Sorry, yeah, I'm trying to like, I just want to make sure. Isaac Banda.
Isaac Fletcher.
Jackson Hansel.
Jackson Martin.
Jake the Snake Radiff.
Jake Ullman.
Jamie Poncia.
Jared.
Jason Araya.
Jesse Tipton.
Jonah Sanchez.
Josh Tischler. This is a race now.
Caleb Luster.
Katie Ross.
Kevin Sunt.
Kerwin.
Kobe Hollis.
Lauren Millang.
Malik.
Mark Priest.
Mark Spalding.
Matt Box.
Matthew Lizama.
Melissa McClellan.
Michael Eback.
Michael Rowland.
My name? Oh, my name is Cable McClockson.
Nate Porteous.
Nicolaj Biergard.
Noel Samito.
Nolan Murphy.
Phoenix McVernon.
Robert Fridge.
Sabrina.
Sam Adams.
Sam Armstrong.
Sam Lorente.
Sarah Kilduff.
Steve Farah.
Spencer.
Stefan.
Stephanie Cass.
Theodore Giesen.
There's some potential with this.
T.R. Ghoul in the City.
Will Bussey.
Will Phillips.
Xander Madsen.
And Yarrow Edie. Thank you guys again so much for supporting us. If you also want access to comedy sketches, bonus content, live streams, VIP Zoom parties, exclusive merch, etc., you can subscribe at patreon.com/ Riley and Jeff. Until then, Riley, this episode's coming out December 22nd. Happy holidays to everybody. Merry Christmas
Honda
to everybody.
Happy holidays, everyone.
What's that?
Happy Honda days.
Yeah, you got to stop buying Hondas every year just because there's
a
sales
for
event.
All my friends.
I know. You're a David Dobrik of yourself.
Happy Honda days.
Honda days. I'm really excited to newboard Day in the Strife if and when we get into a new office. But
me too.
Never the stress. Look out this Friday for our first Best of Review Review 2020 episode.
Woo!
It's going to be us sort of waxing retrospective about your guys' top 6 to 8 favorite bits.
Cannot wait to go back and hear these.
It's going
to
be great. I think you and we're recording them like a week from today. I say you and I just get some Christmas cocktails going and, you know, listen back and kind of reminisce in a way. So hopefully that fun, that vibe is imparted onto them.
Onto thee.
You okay? Because like something came over you. Yeah.
Thank y'all for listening. We'll see you next week. Chee!
There it is.
That was a HeadGum Original.